Myself and Aisling Nibbs were quite shocked whenever we found out that he sent his apologies, and he sent them quite late on before the meeting, but he had asked the Minister of State for Disabilities to step in on his behalf. Yes, we were very disappointed to find out that Mr. Harris wouldn't have been there, because we felt that we had a lot to discuss and we have a lot to sort out to move things forward for Donegal.
Was it particularly disappointing because he seemed so interested in your last meeting?
He seemed very informed in our last meeting, and he seemed very proactive in forward advancements and what could be done to do that. The pathways were suggested by him, and that he said that he would follow up and stuff, and had asked us to gather up some information on others. So we felt that it was positive, and that we would have further positive meetings with him with more plans of action. And yes, it was terribly disappointing with no information or feedback given, just his apologies for not attending.
Regardless of that, though, do you feel that your concerns were heard by his replacement, Minister Finian McGrath?
He took everything down in great detail. He was shocked about, as he said, allegations that were made in the submissions we had given him and personal testimonies of ourselves that were there. He felt that he had to talk in greater detail to Mr. Harris, and that he assured us he would. We also met with the leaders of the other parties and their party members and the Donegal TDs that belong to them, and we felt that that was very productive, because it's very important that everybody that's in the Dáil would hear the same message, and that people will start to talk about and discuss openly the children that are being ignored all around Ireland, not only in Donegal.